Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight. On June 25th, 2015, voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we are definitely looking for a repeat. I think those results will be out mid-July, and we're looking forward to them. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Joe. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Still loving it. It's getting warm.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I wanted to mention something to you. I don't know if you saw last week, I think it was, on Facebook, I posted an article that somebody had written about 8 new restaurants in the South Bay that you have to try. Did you see that list?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, I put it up there, and boy, a lot of people saw it. this past weekend, I went to one of the places on the list. It's called Steak and Whiskey in Hermosa.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Whiskey. Whoa.
Wow. If you're in the mood for steak.
Really?
This is where you go. Yeah. I didn't sample the whiskeys.
Yeah.
But it was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Now that I know that moonshine is a kind of whiskey, I'm really into whiskeys.
They have quite a whiskey selection. Matter of fact, they have a whole book. You know, they bring you the menu for the food, and then there's a whole separate book with their specialty cocktails, and they have a really extensive wine collection, and very refreshing. While they do have some of those insanely high-end wines, they have a nice selection of wines, $40 for a bottle.
Okay.
You know, I think I saw a couple, $26, $32, $48, $55, really, really, really nice selection of wine. And then, of course, the whiskeys.
Right.
Yeah, so you might want to, I think they have a whiskey flight, so you should check that out.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's my speed.
Yeah.
And, of course, as I said, summer is coming, and
yeah. Summer's here. Yeah.
Officially. And there's some great summer programs around the South Bay, often sponsored by the cities. And, of course, our big brother, Torrance.
Yes.
They have some of the finest summer programs available. Who's our guest today, Jackie?
Our guest this morning is Vic Aravalo, recreation specialist with the Community Services Department of the City of Torrance. Now, like many other South Bay locals, Vic grew up surfing, skateboarding, playing music and sports, and attending local day camps. The experience he enjoyed so much as a kid brought him full circle to want to work in the youth programs. Vic recently celebrated 15 years working for the City of Torrance and currently assists in the supervision and programming of summer day camps, parks, after-school programs, and special events. So this morning, we're going to learn about the various programs the City of Torrance provides for the community, including things like movies in the park, the Carpenter Wagon, and other fun summertime activities. Welcome to the program, Vic. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Vic. As we said, you know, many of the cities in the South Bay provide recreation programs. Their recreation departments are very active. But, of course, Torrance is the big dog in the South Bay. They're the big city, and their recreation programs are phenomenal. We're so glad to talk to you about them. How long have you been with the department?
15 years. I just actually celebrated my 15th year not too long ago.
You can't be that old. You must have started really young.
Yeah, I started when I was 19.
19?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's amazing. Give us the big picture of the different areas that the Recreation Community Services Department of Torrance provides, the different areas of recreation, and then we'll dive down into some of those.
Sounds good. Well, we definitely provide something for all ages. Our section specifically deals with the parks and day camps during the summertime, and as well as mini kids and the movies in the park.
Right.
So kind of the younger to teenage kids, and then the bigger kids for the movies in the park for families and such.
Okay. And then what about programs for seniors?
Programs for seniors, yes, we definitely have that. Bartlett Senior Center is available, and that's a very good program for the seniors to go check things out and stay busy and have a lot of fun.
This concept of movies is very, very popular, outdoor movies, and has become a big deal in the South Bay. We're going to hear a lot more about that soon. Jackie is going to tell us about all the different things that are going on, but what are some of the is there only one location for the movies in the park in Torrance?
No, this year we'll be doing three different parks. On June 27th, we'll be showing the Muppets at Victor Park. On July 25th at Greenwood Park, we'll be showing Hairspray. And on August 29th at El Retiro, we'll be showing Happy Feet.
Okay, that's amazing.
You know what? I think it's so popular. I think the movies in the park replace drive-ins.
Yeah.
Now there's no more drive-ins. Remember how much fun it used to be to, you know, your parents would pile you in the car and you'd go to the drive-in, and it's just fun to watch movies under the stars, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people actually show up, and they're there in the afternoon kind of setting up and kind of picnicking and that kind of thing. And as soon as it gets dark, everybody just kind of settles down into the movie, and it makes for a really fun family night.
Absolutely.
Did you ever bring your kids to movies in the park, Joe?
Yes, of course. And, of course, my kids grew up in Hermosa, and one of the big movies in the park event I was really a part of, which was the Night at the Ballpark event in Hermosa.
Oh, right, yeah.
Night at the Ballpark, where we'd actually camp out in the outfield of the Clark Field and watch a movie.
Yeah, there's something fun about it.
Yes, absolutely. So this is great. This is what we wanted to get into, was the different aspects of the recreational program. So what are some of the other big programs besides the movies in the park?
Well, the kind of premier program for us right now as far as summer is the park program. It's the last free program that the city provides, and that's the one that Allison and myself are in charge of. Mm-hmm. We have staff at 12 different parks throughout the city, and we provide free activities throughout the day from 12 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. 12 to 4, 5 days a week.
Correct.
Wow. Okay, 12 to 4, 5 days a week. And one of the things that we talked about earlier before the show was the partnership that Torrance and Home Depot have. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure thing. Home Depot partnered with us a number of years ago to sponsor our Carpenter Wagon, kind of gave us an update and helped us out with as far as getting a new wagon. And what we do is every summer at six different locations, we have our staff lead basically kind of like they do on Saturday mornings at a number of the Home Depots, where we have our staff lead the kids going through and making their own little wood kit projects.
Right. That sounds fascinating. What kinds of projects do you normally do there?
It varies, and really kind of depends on what we're supplied with, but they vary throughout the summer, and you can have anything from little mini toolkits to little race car tracks. I saw some bookends that in this year's supply that we got, and a couple other different things, but it's a lot of fun for the kids. They get their hammer and nails out, and they put it together themselves, and we provide paint and everything so that way they can customize their graders just for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I love that. I like that. I mean, and it's great that Home Depot, I mean, how does a partnership like that form? Was that a program that Home Depot had in place and they approached the different cities to do this, or is that something the city of Torrance went to Home Depot and said, hey, we're looking for a sponsor to provide supplies for us to do this?
Yeah, originally the program was a lot more simple. It was usually just kind of wood scraps and that kind of thing, and then they would actually build things a little bit more just from scratch. We did approach Home Depot to partner with them, and those kits are ideal for that because it makes it very simple and very easy for the kids to have basically the same thing instead of somebody making something really cool. And one of the other kids who's maybe not so skilled at carpentry, they don't get very excited about their project. All the kids get the kit, and you know, they all have something very uniform.
Right.
Does Home Depot do this in other places? Do you know?
They do on Saturday mornings, I believe, on either the first or third of the month, first or third Saturday. I'm not quite sure. Don't quote me on that, but they do have it on Saturday mornings for the kids to do.
Right. Right.
What?
That's amazing. That's really we have, you know, in many schools we don't have these programs called shop like they used to have, many schools
auto.
Have auto. Yeah, you can actually repair your own vehicle.
Home ec.
Right.
Yeah. All those. What would you term them? It's not reading, writing, arithmetic.
It's vocational training.
Vocational classes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and the schools just don't have them anymore. I know that many of the local education foundations are raise money to provide things like music,
mm-hmm.
you know, arts,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the other stuff we were just talking about. But the schools don't provide them anymore.
Right. Now, Torrance is a huge city. Among the South Bay cities, Torrance is by far the largest city, to the tune of 5 to 10 times the size of most of the other cities in the South Bay. How many parks, Vic, I want to ask you just a little bit about the total sort of the package for the Community Services Department. How many parks are there in Torrance?
Let's see here. It's somewhere above 30 parks, but we only staff for the parks program at 12 of them. But we do have them all over the city, so then it's pretty close to find a park that we'll have staff at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 12 staffed, about 30 total. Oh, that's only about 5 times the number of parks in Hermosa, or
you know,
I don't know.
You know something? You
three
know,
parks, maybe.
You know, it's interesting, Joe. We've heard over the last couple of years about Redondo specifically being park poor,
mm-hmm.
right? Because everybody's trying to get, you know, some of these places that want to develop, you know, big developments people want to make into parks. What is a good balance for a city? So what is Torrance? About 100 and somewhere between 130 and 165,000 residents.
That's what I was going to guess.
Sounds about right, yes.
Yeah, so what's a good balance? How many parks do you have to have for people?
That's probably a question over my head, but my guess is it's going to come down to the quality of the parks and what you're able to provide at any number of parks, rather than have, you know, 100 parks that not much is going on at, even if you have a smaller number and you can keep things exciting and, you know, drive traffic to the parks and keep the community connected to that park. That's really going to be the key.
Right. Right. Fabulous. So now we've talked about several of the programs. Is there any program that we haven't talked about that is going to be happening this summer?
We do have a lot of other programs. The park program being the free one is really the one that I wanted to, you know, feature. But we do have summer day camps and mini kids club going on right now. And those are all great programs that are very busy and You know, it definitely keeps the kids involved, keeps the kids out of the parents' hair, and we keep them safe, and, you know, we have them running around playing, doing activities, going on excursions, and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day, and that's a week-to-week program.
Mm-hmm.
How long has the city of Torrance been offering this? Do you know?
Definitely well before my time. I actually started out as a rec leader with the parks and after school, and then made my way into the camp program, so it's definitely well beyond my tenure.
Hmm. Yeah, I always wonder what parents did when kids got out of school for the summer, you know, before there were day camps and activities like this. That's why I was asking what, you know, if you had any idea how long it's been going on. I would imagine not before the 60s, right?
That I couldn't say exactly, but I know that since we have had the programs, they have been growing steadily, and it's definitely been, you know, kind of a staple of the summer activities for the kids around here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I got a list of some of the parks here, Joe.
Sure.
We know the big park is Wilson Park, right?
Yes, it's our big regional park. Columbia is another big one that we have as well on the north side of Torrance.
The north side, like where? Give me some cross streets.
198th and Prairie.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Alta Loma Park? So yes.
Alta Loma is one of our hidden gems up on the south side. It's tucked up up on the hill overlooking the airport, actually.
Oh, the Torrance Airport.
Yes, correct. That's it. It's an awesome little gem back there. It's a little hard to find, but once you see it, it's actually a pretty big park for how tucked away it is in the neighborhood up there.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's an interesting concept, the concept of parks that are underutilized because they're hard to find.
And we try to address that by we have, as far as in addition to the Carpenter Wagon, we also have a program called Fun in the Sun, and that's kind of a traveling program where we have our staff go from park to park 2 days a week as part of the regular park program, and they bring a number of group-based games and stuff like the giant earth ball and giant Jenga blocks, like stuff that's pretty over the top and, you know, larger than life for the kids to really get excited about. And what we do is we have that program go to all the parks, and what happens is you actually get a bit of a traveling following. So we get, even if you're a parent from the north side and you want to go check out the Fun in the Sun, maybe go to Alta Loma, and then you've been introduced to a new park, and you have somewhere new to utilize as well.
Right.
Well, parks by their nature, just because growing up, I remember, generally the kids that live in the neighborhood go to those neighborhood parks. You rarely go outside of your immediate area. I mean, like, I know El Retiro Park, right? El Retiro Park I know exactly where that is. It's up here in the Riviera, and
yes,
it's set back in like, I don't know, a hollow. Is that what we could call it?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, tucked away back there.
Right, right. And so I imagine the local kids generally hang out there, but by doing this Fun in the Sun program, you get other people from outside the area.
Yes, definitely. It's great to promote it and have people really know kind of what is available to them and utilize it. It's not much fun having an empty park.
Right.
True, true. Okay, so where is Del Thorne Park?
Del Thorne's up here on Madrona and Del Amo. That's another one that's you drive by it all the time, but probably not really it's not one that you would think to go to until there's events that are happening, unless you're one of the locals like you're talking about.
Is that by the marsh?
No, it's further north of the marsh. It's kind of closer up to let's see what's over there. You know where the In-N-Out is?
Yes. The In-N-Out on Del Amo, yes.
Yes, it's further east on Del Amo on your right hand side.
Okay,
it's kind of
packed
away back there.
Joe, do you know about that? I keep saying new because it's new to me. It's been there a little while. It's a new In-N-Out. It's the closest one, I think, to me. So
yeah,
it's basically right across from the city yard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of fast food restaurants, my favorite subject, I think In-N-Out went through a period where there was only one in the area over by the 405.
Well, the one in where the Home Depot is.
Right, exactly. Inglewood and the 405, basically.
No, Crenshaw and Sky Park.
Oh, well, there is also one near Inglewood and the 405.
Okay,
but now there's this new one on Hawthorne, and they're opening another new one on PCH and, like, I don't know, PCH near Imperial Highway, over near my office. They're opening another In-N-Out.
And we digress.
Well.
I know, In-N-Out. It's all our favorites.
It's
Yeah. So anyway, so I want to go through some of these parks because most of them I haven't heard of.
Okay, good.
Hickory Park.
Hickory Park's over here just south of Sepulveda, kind of off near Crenshaw. Again, we have a lot of parks that are kind of neighborhood parks that are tucked away, but it's actually a fairly good-sized park.
All right. La Romeria? La Romeria Park?
Another one that's one of our hidden gems that's up there off of 190th and Inglewood. On the north, kind of the northwest side.
All right. Do you know any of these, Joe?
No. I am not a park aficionado.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to be one by the end of the show. Paradise Park.
Paradise Park, that's over on the west side, just, let's see, where is that? Just south of Sepulveda and Anza.
Sepulveda, Anza. Oh, do you count those, you know those... There are several of them where I guess maybe it's high power lines that would run through. They used to be, well, I guess they are easements that they turned into parks. Mm. I know there's one on Anza. I think that might be in Redondo, though.
We do also have one on Anza.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
And Pueblo Park?
Pueblo Park's over off Del Amo. So let's say you start up at In-N-Out and you're making your way super far east past Crenshaw. It's going to be on the right-hand side. We actually just renovated that one. So we're very excited about the grand kind of rolling out of Pueblo Park this summer.
Wow.
Do we have to take a break and do a commercial, Joe?
Oh, it's time for that.
It's flying by.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, parks are one of the great joys of living in the South Bay. We have a number of them. We don't have as many of them, some people say, as they would like. But the ones that we do have are amazing. That's why we're going through this. We're having a great time talking about the City of Torrance summer programs, and we're going to talk about their parks and rec. If you'd like to know more and you have a specific question or comment, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. We'd also like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay, YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal in reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
All right. Well, now, looking at this map of city parks in Torrance, the parks are actually quite well distributed throughout the city, which is very interesting. I mean, there's only one section of the, or just a couple of sections of the city that don't have a park very close. They're actually very well distributed. Where are we in the list of parks?
Okay, last one was Pueblo Park, Sur La Brea Park.
Sur La Brea is over on the east side, a little bit closer off of Arlington and Cabrillo.
Okay, so that's right downtown Torrance, right?
It's actually closer to La Mita.
Oh, okay.
It's just north of La Mita.
All right, and Torrance Park?
Torrance Park, that's one that's tucked away on the other side of Wilson Park. That's our big boy. That's over off of Santa Fe and Arlington.
Right.
And Victor Park?
Victor Park is off of Anza. That's another big one over there, off of Anza and Spencer.
And Walteria Park?
Walteria Park is all the way down on the south side off of Hawthorne and PCH.
Yes, I know Walteria Park. I used to drive by there. My old yoga studio was over there, and I used to drive by it. And again, that's another one that you wouldn't know was there unless you live in the immediate area. It's kind of it's tucked into a residential area, right? It's behind the commercial district. It's behind the Hawthorne and PCH. And it's just tucked back a little bit, right?
Correct.
Yeah. This is just a partial list. This is just the list of the parks for the fun in the parks of the summer thing. But there's a whole bunch more. Yeah.
There are a whole bunch more. There's one in particular that's kind of interesting, El Retiro Park.
Retiro, yeah.
Did we talk about that one?
That's the one that's actually by my house.
Oh,
we did touch on it a little bit. That's the one that's tucked away in that little grove back there. Technically, it's actually located in Redondo, but that is one of our parks. And a special note about El Retiro is that...
Wait. Okay, we got to stop right there. Because is this just the Redondo Beach address? And it's in
that
the
is correct.
Towards, right. It's in this... Yeah, because that's the same thing, because I live in the Riviera. And I live in the city of Torrance, but I have a Redondo Beach mailing address.
Yeah, it's just one of those kooky things.
That is kind of kooky. It's 126 Vista Del Park, Redondo Beach, California.
Yeah, but it's in Torrance.
Yes. Okay.
And don't ask me how that happens.
And did we talk about Miramar Park?
No.
Miramar.
Where is Miramar?
Well, it looks like it's on the ocean.
Vic?
Yes, Miramar is one of our parks that is off of Torrance Beach, but we don't actually have any programs at that park.
Oh, I see.
I know that one's utilized a lot for like photo shoots and weddings, and it is a reservable area through the facility booking.
Yeah.
Wait, where is it?
Paseo de la Playa.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I know exactly where that is. I walk my dog there all the time.
What a gorgeous setting.
Yeah.
No wonder it's used for photo shoots and, as you said, weddings and so forth. Oh my gosh. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a nice little parkette right there. Yeah.
No, and I've never actually been here. I'm looking at some of the photos.
It's if you drive to the end of the Esplanade.
Yeah.
And then where it ends, well, you could turn off where the roundabout is, but then there's a little parking lot there. Not the street parking. It is street parking, but it's kind of organized like a parking lot. It's between that little parking lot and the big Torrance Beach parking lot. You know the big Torrance Beach parking lot that you can pay?
Yes.
Okay. It's right next to that.
Oh, wow. I've never been.
Yeah. Yes, you have.
Have I?
You have. Yes, I'm sure you have.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very
strange. If you walk to the end of the Esplanade, that's where you end up.
There's a picture of a dolphin statue.
Yeah, that the kids crawl all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a frog sculpture there too. That's cute. Yeah. But that, everybody around here refers to it, and they shouldn't. The dog park.
Yeah.
It's just because a lot of people walk their dogs there. That's all.
Yeah. Fascinating. Now, of course, there's no programs there only because it's mostly hill, sand, and ocean, right?
And you have your you know, your dog walkers, your joggers and that kind of thing. So that's very high traffic, pedestrian traffic in there.
Right. Wow. Very cool. Very cool.
All right. So there was. So you talked about this, the fun in the summer, and those are kind of pop up events. You said more or less.
Yes. We'll have staff go out. Basically, they load up the truck with all the goodies and all the fun event stuff, and then we go out from park to park.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the regular programs that you have 5 days a week at what you say, a dozen parks, right?
Yes, that's correct. And so the difference is the parks that are at the standalone parks, they generally have a building or at least a storage area for all their supplies. So we may have a park, say, like Alta Loma, they have the rental facility up there. We actually utilize that, the building, and we'll have indoor as well as outdoor activities up there.
Okay, now for the $64,000 question.
Mm.
For the five-day-a-week programs, can parents drop off their kids, or do the kids have to be accompanied by an adult?
It is a non-custodial program, so especially for the little ones, we definitely need the parents to be there. Say for like the 10-year-olds, depending on the maturity, you know, they may be neighborhood kids. They may come in on their own, and that's totally fine. What we try to stay away from is parents dropping off, say, like a 5 or 6 year old that really needs a lot of supervision and attention.
Right.
And then have, you know, mom and dad take off and go do errands or whatever, and then we have something happen with the little one and we have no way to contact them. Since we don't have, it's a non-custodial program, we definitely encourage the parents to be there interacting with the kids, doing the activities with them.
Okay, right. That's important to know. And
absolutely.
And for the pop-up events, parents, again, should be there for the younger ones at least?
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome.
And what generally happens, we kind of laugh about it, is that a lot of times the parents wind up enjoying the activities as much, if not more, than the little ones.
Okay. Of course. Give me a hammer and nails. I'll have a good time.
That's funny.
It does happen, and we laugh about it every year, how sometimes even the kids kind of lose interest because mom or dad kind of hijack the projects and, you know, wind up doing it and painting it. And, you know, we'll have pictures of parents, you know, super proud of their little wood kit project, and little Johnny's there, you know, just wanting to play.
Right. fabulous. So we... You know, I go to parks regularly, but not a lot now. My children are older. What are some of the things that you talked about, some of the hidden parks, the gyms, hard to reach or hard to find if you don't live in the neighborhood? What are some of the things that you often think, maybe your colleagues think, wow, if only people knew this about these parks, they would be amazed?
It really, really goes, it depends on your interests. You know, some of the parks are great for jogging. Some of them are, you know, awesome for picnics and, you know, just kind of family time. Mm-hmm. Some of them have really amazing jungle gyms and playground areas for the little guys. So it really kind of depends, you know, on where you are in your, you know, life stages. And I think that's one of the great things about our park program is that we do really provide something for everybody.
Right. It's just amazing. There's so much to do.
Let's talk about Wilson Park, because that's the big one, right? So tell us a little bit about Wilson Park for anybody that has not been there, Vic.
Wilson Park's one of our giant regional parks, and it attracts a lot of people from within the area and outside the area as well. We have the sports center there. We have the hockey rink. We have the Torrance batting cage that operates out of Wilson Park. Currently, we have our summer day camp. Our sports camp is actually running out of Wilson Park. I believe the YMCA also has a camp that's running out of there during the summer. We have farmers market on Tuesdays and Saturdays there. We have the adult softball leagues that operate there in the evenings. We have an awesome tree house up there. A lot of people don't know about that. It's tucked away in the center of the park. We have indoor basketball courts and volleyball courts in the sports center. We have a multi-purpose room that's utilized by a number of groups like the Kendo and several dance groups. And, you know, it's a huge park. It's got horseshoes on one side. It's got reservable picnic areas throughout, and it's just really an awesome park that that can be utilized for any number of uses.
Amazing pictures. Of course, I have been there, but you'd never really, you know, study the whole park. 44 acres, Wilson Park, 44 acres. That's a nice-sized park.
It's pretty big, and you have quite a high number of people that you utilize it simply for walking and jogging. It's a great place. It's well-lit. It's, you know, it's definitely a place that you can utilize for that sort of thing.
Right, right. 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., I guess 7 days a week, and very convenient, right in the heart of the South Bay.
Yep, it's well lit, plenty of parking, and, you know, you're definitely likely to run into some kind of event or somebody you know when you pop in over there.
Is that the biggest park in the South Bay?
That is, yes.
It is.
44 acres, oh my God. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just looking at it on a map, yeah, I mean, Pollywog Park is pretty big in Manhattan, but I don't know if it's not even 40 acres, no question.
Mm.
No.
Mm. And, Vic, do you, I don't know if this is part of the Parks and Rec or Community Services, but I know that Torrance has a great facilities, with like dance studios and pottery studios, and does that fall under your realm there?
It's under our division, our department, our community services department. That's the cultural services side of the house. But again, that's, you know, we're all kind of the same team, and we definitely promote and you know, want to keep everybody informed about all the great things that they have going on over there as well.
Yeah, have you ever been over there, Joe?
They've
got a couple of theaters. They've got the Armstrong Theater, the Nakano Theater.
Sure.
They have like a production facility with studios, audio-visual. What are some of the other things, Vic?
Let's see what else they have. They have a number of, like the dance studios, like you had mentioned. The Toyota Meeting Hall is also on that side of the house. They also have classes that operate at a number of like kind of satellite facilities as well.
Yeah. Torrance has a good community services division.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, a lot of the smaller cities don't have, you know, those facilities. They don't have the space or the facilities. Or maybe the money.
Well, it's mostly the space, I think. I mean, and also staffing. I mean, it takes... speaking of that, we could spend a few minutes on that. How many staff members are there in the community service division of the Torrance
City? The division altogether, probably somewhere around 1,000.
Okay, that's a big number. I didn't expect that.
No, I didn't expect that.
It is a big number.
Like 40.
No. It's a big number because we have a large number of seasonal recurrent friends that come through.
Yeah.
So it could be we have a high number of people, say, for like basketball in the wintertime.
Right.
And some of them stick throughout the year and will work other programs, but some of them also just kind of come and go for that season specifically.
Wow.
So while the number is very high, the kind of core group of people that you can expect to see from program to program is probably closer to about maybe 250 or 300.
Wow.
That's still a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of programs to staff, and you know, it's something definitely worth mentioning is that the staff are really the heart and soul of the programs, and you know, I'll go as far as to say the face of the city. You know, a lot of people will see our staff in their blue shirts that are very recognizable, and they go to them for anything and everything. And our staff are really good about being knowledgeable and being able to point people in the right direction, keep them informed of what's going on, and more than anything, just make them feel like, you know, welcome and part of the community.
That was very well said, Vic.
I can't speak enough great things about the staff. They really are the people who make things happen.
You obviously have a career in politics.
Maybe down the road someday.
No, but I mean, I couldn't agree more that the staff are the face of the city. The city can't, you know, when the city interacts with people, when people say, oh, that city guy told me, they're probably referring to someone in community services, right?
It's quite possible, yes. And, I'll even extend the whole face of the city to people like street services, park services,
right.
The park rangers.
Right.
Anybody in a uniform really is going to be a representative of the city. And it really is awesome to see how well, even from department to department, how well that we work together and we're able to service the community.
Right, right. It is a great thing, and it has been such a... Okay, so we know kind of the size and the scope of community services.
We need to take another break.
Is it time?
Yes, it's time.
It's that time, Vic. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and Jackie, who do we want to thank?
Actually, we're going to do the Weekend Guide.
Ah, the Weekend Guide.
The Weekend Guide, yes. A lot going on. This
What's going on?
Just a lot, so bear with me. Nordstrom is teaming up with Walk with Sally to present a White Light, White Night fashion presentation tonight, Thursday, June 25th, at 6 p.m. Guests will enjoy a fashion show of all white outfits from the Nordstrom South Bay Galleria personal styling team. Guests can indulge in music bites and shopping for the much-anticipated event. Nordstrom personal stylists will be on hand for one-on-one consultation. Here's the best part. The first 100 people to RSVP and attend will be entered into a drawing to win a pair of White Light, White Night tickets. All right, so if you want to book a private consultation, all of this information is on my website, so I'm not going to give out, URLs and stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a free event. It's free, no price of admission. It's free and open to the public, but you must RSVP, okay? By calling 310-750-1459. So you have to RSVP. You can't just show up, all right? The community is quarterly invited to attend a CA 101 art exhibition fundraiser at the home of Redondo Beach Council member Jeff Ginsburg and his wife, Melissa, tonight. Attendees will enjoy a lovely Redondo Beach sunset, wine, and one-of-a-kind silent auction. And a $25 tax-deductible donation is requested. So that's tonight at Jeff Ginsburg's house. The Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce invites the community to attend Fernando's ribbon cutting at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 26th. Fernando was in Hermosa for years and recently relocated to Riviera Village. And everyone is invited to come on down and celebrate this favorite South Bay retail shop. Join the community in welcoming Fernando, Renessa, and Lollipop to the village. Everybody's going to be there. That's at 1731 South Catalina Avenue in Redondo Beach. Okay, the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation presents the annual gala Casino Royale on Friday, June 26th in the Crystal Ballroom of the Doubletree Hotel. The evening begins with guests checking at 5:30 with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, followed by a gourmet dinner and exciting live and silent auctions offering fabulous items up for bids. Guests will enjoy casino-style gaming with blackjack, roulette, craps, and more. Black tie optional. Tickets are $200 per person or $350 per couple. For additional information and reservations, visit the website at torrancearts.org. The Redondo Beach Pier Association hosts the second season of Movies on the Boardwalk at the Redondo Beach Pier. This Friday, June 26th, is the last movie of the season. Dolphin Tale 2 will begin at approximately 8 p.m. This free event takes place where the International Boardwalk meets the Redondo Beach Pier below Kincaid's in that octagonal space. Again, free and open to the public, and it takes place between 8 and 9. Movies begin at dusk, so times will vary. For additional information on that, visit redondopier.com. The Torrance Community Services Department will be sponsoring the ever-popular Movies in the Park program again this summer. The first scheduled feature film is The Muppets, which will be shown on Saturday, June 27th at Victor Park. The movie will begin at dusk, approximately 8 p.m. Prior to the start of the movie, a craft activity will be available for the kids. Again, free and open to the public. Bring your picnics, blankets, lawn chairs, and don't miss out on the fun. For additional information on that, you can call 310-618-2930. The City of Lomita presents the annual Founders Day celebration on Saturday, June 27th from 3 to 9 p.m. at Lomita Park. The public is invited to this free event, which will include music, carnival games, food trucks, and performances by local groups. The evening will culminate with a fireworks show at 9 p.m. For additional information on that, call 310-326-0140. Okay, you're going to be into this, Joe.
Mm.
Join King Harbor Brewing Company for the highly anticipated official grand opening of the King Harbor Waterfront Tasting Room on Saturday, June 27th from noon to midnight. To celebrate the opening of the satellite tasting room, King Harbor will be offering half off on all crowler fills throughout the day. And they're going to kick off, they're going to say goodbye to LA Beer Week and kick off hashtag Summer is Beer.
Yeah.
With a limited time beer menu and tapping a very special cask. All right, so they're opening. You know where Nodge's is?
Yeah.
Yeah, right along there. They're opening a tasting room.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's located at 132 International Boardwalk in Redondo Beach, and that's this Saturday. The Riviera Village Association presents the annual Riviera Village Summer Festival on Saturday, June 27th and Sunday, June 28th. This popular event takes place from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. both days. Admission is free. There'll be over 250 vendor booths, arts, crafts, apparel, accessories, yada, 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 yada. Local acts and musicians will be performing live on the community stage both days. There's something for everyone. The kids, there's carnival rides, the petting zoos, the games. For adults, the beer and wine garden, all right? And, you know, parking is always kind of a nightmare. Leave the car at home.
Mm-hmm.
Take public transportation, ride your bike, walk, skateboard. That's the best way to do it. For more information on that, you can call the event hotline at 310-531-8939. All right, and that's in Riviera Village. The city of Hermosa Beach invites the community to the mural unveiling, Hermosa's Great Wave, on Sunday, June 28th at 11 a.m. The mural by John Van Hammersveld is 75 feet in length and will be located on the north wall of the Underground Pub on the southeast side of 14th Street and Hermosa Avenue. This is the fifth mural in the series of the Hermosa Beach Murals Project. A reception will follow at the Underground Pub. That's $30 per person, and that gets you lunch and beverage of choice, and a cash bar will be available. Space is limited for that, so you have to RSVP. Visit www.hermosamurals.org. Sunday Funday, Marina Concert and Cookout is back for the season at Baleen Kitchen. The event takes place on the last Sunday of each month. That's this Sunday, June 28th. Guests are invited to stop by the Baleen Kitchen Fire Pits and Outdoor Lounge Dining Area overlooking Redondo Marina from 3 to 6 p.m. They're going to have a gourmet burger bar, beer garden, and live music. It's so much fun if you've never been down there. For more information on that, visit www.hotelportofino.com. Buffalo Fire Department is having their South Bay Open Blues Jam again on Sunday, June 28th from noon to 4. The monthly jam session takes place the last Sunday of every month, and local musicians are encouraged to sit in. All right, there's no cover charge. All right, so if you're a musician, maybe you're a singer, and you want to go hang out for a couple hours at Buffalo Fire Department, that's a lot of fun. Okay, grab your yoga mat and join Free People, Manhattan Beach, and Blissful Tribe for Let's Move, a morning of yoga on Sunday, June 28th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 11th Street Beach. That's in Manhattan Beach. Tote bags will be given to the first 30 attendees to register. After class, they're going to be serving light bites and juice, while Free People store stylists help girls find the perfect post-workout look. Space is limited, so be sure to RSVP. All right, and there's a Facebook event page for that. The City of Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation Commission are proud to present the inaugural Salute to the Troops picnic and concert on Sunday, June 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Pollywalk Park Amphitheater. The event honors and thanks the military service and South Bay men and women in uniform and their families who have served and sacrificed on behalf of our country. It's a free event, fun evening for the entire family. Pack up the beach chairs, blankets, and picnic basket for a music-filled evening. For additional information on that, visit the City of Manhattan Beach website. Join Cancer Support Community, Redondo Beach, for the 19th annual Celebrate Wellness Food and Wine Tasting event at South Coast Botanic Garden on Sunday, June 28th from 3 to 7 p.m. This is an extraordinary garden party and will amaze and delight any wine enthusiast and anyone who appreciates an opportunity for a great culinary experience. I don't know if this is sold out yet, so go to www.cancersupportredondobeach.org. And let's see. The Palos Verdes Peninsula Chamber of Commerce will host a community breakfast with Congressman Ted Lieu on Wednesday, July 1st at 7 a.m. at the Palos Verdes Golf Club. This is a unique opportunity to hear Congressman Ted as he shares his first impressions of the Washington political scene. I think that'll be great. He was elected last November to represent the 33rd Congressional District, all right? So if you want to go to that, tickets are $30. and you need to RSVP by June 26th. Okay, that's tomorrow. So one more note for all the Southern rock fans out there, the Marshall Tucker Band is playing at St. Rock on July 1st, all right? I love Marshall Tucker. So
huge band.
Yeah, they're so great. So they're going to be at St. Rock on July 1st. And tomorrow on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, we're going to be talking with members of the Manhattan Beach Chamber Executive Board, all right? We're going to be talking about the different chamber events that are scheduled for the rest of the year. Anyway, these are just a few of the events taking place, so be sure to check the calendar links, Things to Do page, and daily blog on my website, southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay. Yeah, summer has started. It's nutty. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, the weekend guide is, you know, I start preparing it on Monday.
Yeah,
it goes out on Thursday, but I start preparing it on Monday. And yesterday, I had half a dozen people sending me stuff that I didn't have time to get in.
Yeah.
There's too much stuff going on. So if you have events and you want to send them to me, get them to me as quickly as possible.
JackieBalestra@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should know that.
Yep.
Well, Vic, this is the thing. There are so many things going on, but of course, many people want to stay close. And for those 12 parks that have staffed events in Torrance, this is an amazing thing for the people that live close to those parks. It's wonderful that you guys provide so many activities. Let's go through a few of them again and give people contact information. How can they, or how do you normally counsel people to find out about what's going on around Torrance in terms of the parks and rec?
The easiest thing, since everybody's so well connected online, we have our page online, so that's torranceca.gov.
Mm-hmm.
That'll, you know, bring you up, and it'll show you all the stuff that's going on at the park specifically. And just to the left of it will be links for anything else as far as the recreation, as far as classes, other things that are happening throughout the city that people might be interested in, depending on, you know, what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a phone number that people can call to reach Parks and Rec?
Yes, our general information line is 310-618-2930.
All right. Great. Good.
Any questions that come through, our staff over there are also great, and they can help you out and point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't there a good line? I don't know who made it up or who uses it or if everybody uses it, but parks make life better. Is that it?
Yeah, that's one of the industry terms that is used by a number of cities and in general.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They really do.
There's no question about it, and it's not just better, but you know, the key things that happen at parks. You know, I'll speak about Clark Field in Hermosa Beach. We spent a lot of our the young lives of our children there at that one park, Clark Field, and they have made fond memories.
I have a mission for you, Joe.
Yeah.
I think that you should go around and visit all the parks in the South Bay and then report back to us.
Okay. Hey, that's like visiting, you know, my one bucket list is to visit every state fair in all 50 states. I've always...
Okay, this one will be easier. It's not going to involve that much travel. Or expense, or hotel rooms.
Understood.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Start with Torrance. That's the big one. They got the most and the biggest, and start there, and then you can work your way around the rest of the beach city.
You know, that would be a great day, visiting.
A day? It's going to take you more than a day.
Well, yeah, but I mean a great day and other days, but that would be a great day, is just going around visiting parks and finding out what they're about and all that. 33 parks right there in Torrance. You can start there. It's true.
I've got to agree with Jackie there, Joe. I think that it's going to take you a lot more than one day after you get caught up in all the fun activities at that first park you go to.
Yeah. Joe will hijack the Carpenter Wagon.
Right. I love that. And, of course,
giant Jenga blocks. I love that.
And we don't want to forget Happy Feet and Hairspray and the Muppets. Can you give the times and dates for those movies?
That'll be Saturday, June 27th for the Muppets at Victor Park. Saturday, July 25th at Greenwood Park for Hairspray. And Saturday, August 29th at El Retiro Park for Happy Feet.
Okay.
And the movie started at dusk, like Jackie said earlier, but there's plenty of fun to be had in the parks during the day and in the afternoon. You definitely want to get there as early as possible so you can secure a great spot and, you know, make sure you're there with all your friends.
Right. Wow. Fabulous. Vic, thank you so much for this tour of the Parks and Recs. Department of
Community Services Department. I don't think they call it Parks and Rec, right?
Oh no.
Correct. Yeah, we are officially the Community Services Department, but you know, Parks and Rec is what we are at our heart.
the colloquial term, Parks and Rec,
exactly.
But it's really Department of Community Services. Okay.
That's correct.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Vic. You are a great spokesman for the department. And
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on.
It was wonderful. And I don't know if we've covered everything, but we've tried to cover as many things as we could. Again,
but we can do this, you know, every year or so, you know, or every year, every other year. I like to catch up with the different cities, departments, you know, Parks and Recs departments to see what's going on. You know, it's just to give people an idea of what's out there, what's available.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I love it that, you know, people in Torrance can pass this show around to their neighbors and their friends, and it gives them kind of an overview. Again, that website is, as always, for torranceca.gov, and then you can search around there and find out everything you need to know. I found a great map of the city parks that shows where all the parks are and the names of the parks. And then there's a separate, list of all the park websites or web pages. Every park has a web page all its own, which is pretty cool. And it gives you all the particulars. Like Walteria Park is actually 4.5 acres. And we didn't talk about Hickory Park, 5.8 acres.
I think we did mention it.
Oh, did we?
It was on my list, yeah.
How about Sierra Park?
No, we didn't talk about that.
Sea Air Park, 5.2 acres.
What is that?
That's also our park that has our pitch and putt golf course on there, so it's definitely a very well-kept South Bay secret.
Oh, yeah, it says Sea Air Golf Course.
Hey, Vic, I got news for you. It's not a secret anymore.
Well, we gotta share. We gotta share. Sharing is caring, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, again, Vic, what a great representative you've been, and it's going to be a great summer. It's going to be a hot summer. People need to come out to the parks and enjoy the parks and the fresh air. Get out, get walking, get some exercise, go to a park. There you go. Go to a park.
Absolutely. It's important, you know, with today's day and age, with everybody so plugged into their social media and life things, it's always great to just go get some air and enjoy some sun in the park.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you so much. And, of course, as always, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360. Bye-bye.